The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, due to increasing violence on board buses, which sees bus drivers being spat at, verbally abused and physically assaulted, many bus drivers now have no choice but to leave their jobs. Figures from Bus Éireann show 654 incidents of antisocial behaviour on its vehicles in 2025 alone. So what's that? About two a day. Happening, a 5% increase on the previous year. Thomas O'Connor, Assistant General Secretary with the NBRU, National Bus and Rail Union, joins us. Thomas, this sounds like two a day. It's a pretty galling figure, isn't it, for Bus Éireann alone?
It is, Shane, and thank you for having me on. Look, the NBRU have been calling for many years for a dedicated public transport force to tackle the scourge of antisocial behaviour. But like some of those incidents, the number spittings, like that's a really vile thing for a bus driver to have, and like it's a common assault breach of Section 2 of the Non-Fatal Offence Against the Person Act. The bus companies don't recognise that as an assault. The number of actual physical assaults it's up in the stats up to 13. Like they're 13 violent assaults. We had two of our members who've had to retire because of the severity of the physical assault they received in unprovoked attacks. Like that's the consequence. That's the reality when it hits home. Nobody wants to go to work to drive a bus, a job like everyone else, and have to put up with this unacceptable behaviour.
Oh, yeah, that is pretty awful. This clearly is not just a Dublin issue then.
No, it's not. Look, it's right across there's known hotspots, right? I mean, we have a hotspot in West Tala in Dublin, and the NX to Navan, the 203 in Cork, the 303 in Limerick, Northside and Dart. They're just some of the examples of the areas where we repeatedly have antisocial behaviour. And that antisocial behaviour, it's right across the spectrum. Like drinks and drug, it started becoming commonplace, you know, and people don't even report that sort of thing, the low level stuff. But it's the more serious stuff, the rock thrown, window breaking, the racial abuse, the verbal abuse, and up to the physical assault and the threats to kill, stab and shoot. They've been coming very frequent, and the graphic diet of violence that we have on our TVs every day, every other day there's a murder or a shooting or stabbing. You have to take these threats seriously, you know, and that psychological threat of intent to cause harm, like that plays in a bus driver's mind when they're in the cab of a bus or confined in a carriage on a train, and someone makes that sort of threat, like they are very serious threats indeed.
So what do you want to see happen? Obviously the dedicated transport police, we've been talking about that for years though, haven't we?
Yeah, it made its way into the programme government. The minister was in New York in February, and he undertook that the legislation, although complex, would be making its way through the Oireachtas this year. We haven't seen the bill. The NBRU's preference was always for a dedicated division within Garda Síochána. Garda Síochána are well trained. The uniform carries gravitas. They have the necessary powers of pursuit, detention and arrest. You know, and that's vital. There's no point in giving someone a high-vis vest and a lanyard because that's not an effective security force. The thugs that carry out these atrocities know the court system all too well. Mm-hmm. They'll figure out very quickly that a security force that doesn't have the necessary
legislative powers. Yeah, I have to say, I don't disagree with you, Thomas. I have to say, though, the security force that operate on the Lewis line, I've seen them in action and they are pretty effective.
Yeah, but we're talking about trying to police and a bus network, the geographical spread of Ireland.
It's very different, I accept that, yeah. It is very different.
Yeah, and the Lewis operates on two straight lines in Dublin, and there's many Garda stations in close quarters to it. Right, so if you're going to have a force that's to operate effectively across the 26 counties, they'll need to have that power because there may not always be a Garda station close by.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
Garda station available.
Any prospect of this happening, do you think?
Yeah, well, look, we're urging the politicians because if you just read the Irish Times there last week, they said that Ireland could face 13 billion annual fines for missing climate targets. And if you want people to switch, make a modal switch from private car to public transport, they need to feel safe. And in order for them to feel safe, security is necessary. It's not a luxury, you know. The cost of providing security in public transport on CUE carried 336 million passengers last year. Like, just to put that number in perspective, that's 61 times the population of Ireland. Public transport deserves its own dedicated transport security force. So the staff can feel safe and the passengers can feel safe.
Okay. All right. Thomas O'Connor, Assistant General Secretary of the NBRU. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder. Let us know your own stories about what you've seen on buses or darts or trains or Lewis's. It is an ongoing issue, and it's horrendous that, as Thomas was saying, there are two drivers in Bus Éireann alone have had to retire because of the injuries they sustained. That is absolutely disgraceful and unwarranted, and it needs to be addressed.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.